I thought Joe has done in a basically full-time role after starting off as a kind of a bit player for you.
I like what he's done. I like the way he's progressed, and I'm probably even more proud of Joe. I mean, the way he's approached the game and the different things of him stepping outside of himself, even with different guys in there, with Clay being in there, with Morgan being in there. We've had different situations where he's had to become not only the only backer in there, but the signal caller, the decision maker, and really being able to step up his game and do those things. Different guys popping in there with him, different weeks he's been having to take on both roles and on the inside positions, both spots that we play in there. So he's done a lot of things. He's really developed, and I mean, he goes out there and works, and he plays a tough, aggressive game that I respect a lot, and he's come a long way and since he's been here in those two and a half years.
I was going to ask you about the signal caller stuff. He comes across as a really smart guy to us.
Yeah.
I would assume that probably suits him pretty well, the kind of running the show there.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's just growing in that confidence and really controlling, demanding, and being confident in that position and in that role. He's smart enough. He understands it. He knows the game, and he does a good job with it. I've been very happy with the way he's progressed. And really, we haven't missed a beat in a lot of different ways with him jumping into that role. So I really feel comfortable with anybody in our room right now being able to do that, which is a blessing. That based on the situations we've had this year with health and different things, that they can all fill that role and get it done and really not miss a beat.
Scotty, just how big of a challenge has it been, though? Lose Jake, then you lose Blake, then you get Jake back. What has that been like to juggle? And is that a position where if you don't have consistency, it can kind of become a problem?
Yeah, no doubt. It presents a challenge. Even now, trying to get guys back, the dynamic of those different sets of guys working together. As you get later in the season, you see practice time gets limited too. So, not a whole lot of live reps, not a whole lot of work, but you just trust the work that they've put in all year. Like I've told them, every rep matters in every situation, and you build on that this time of the year, and no matter who's in there, we expect the same results. So we're hoping we're getting back to the point where health-wise we're working our way back into having three healthy inside guys, and we can always move those guys around based on situation and what we want to do in there, and I feel good about all three.
Scotty, when you guys are talking about guys playing hurt, they say injury rate is 100% at this time of year, et cetera, but what's the discussion like with you guys on the staff when it comes to guys who want to tough it out, and it may be affecting their performance and their production?
Yeah, it goes on a whole lot of different levels between the head coach, obviously the GMs in there, the trainers, and really it from the way I talk to them, I trust all those guys and their opinion. Obviously, if he can't get cleared medically from the trainers, it's a no-go no matter what they want to do. But then at some point it's just talking to the player, evaluating them through practice the best you can, and then kind of like we've done with some guys. You try to work them back into certain roles, understanding that they may not be 100% at the time, but we need to get as much out of them as we can. So we'll try to put them into a role where they can be successful, and then keep them working through the weeks and. We've been blessed right now. Nobody's had a big setback, and hopefully we're back to where we can get all three of them rolling.